Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and you start off with some rugby this morning. Peter Steph Dutoy has been named the Men's Rugby Player of the Year. This is the second time that Peter Steph has won the World Rugby Player of the Year award, having also done so in 2019. He was nominated alongside Springbok teammates Alaka Eben-Etzebeth and Chesen Colby, as well as Ireland loose forward Caelan Doris. Coach Rassie Erasmus missed out on the Coach of the Year award. The fly half Sasha Feinberg and Gomez lost out on Breakthrough of the Year. 7 Springbok players have been named in the Dream Team of the Year: Ox, Malcolm Marks, Peter Steph Dutoy, Eben-Etzebeth, Damon Dialindi, Jesse Grill, and Cheslin Colby. And then football news: Ruben Amorim's first game in charge of Man United ended in a 1-1 draw at Premier League strugglers Ipswich. Marcus Rashford got the campaign underway for Amorim with a goal inside 80 seconds. Of course, Ipswich fought back to draw the game at 1-1. Amorim, speaking to Sky Sports News after the match, says he has learned a lot about his team.
I think my players were thinking too much during the game. You can feel it. They were thinking not just in the ball, but where I'm supposed to be. And that is hard. With 2 days, because all the team together, just 2 days, we need more, I think, in the first half, the physicality.
Yeah, the other match on Super Sunday, Liverpool had to come from 2-1 down to win 3-2 at Southampton, and it extended their lead at the top of the Premier League to 8 points. And then cricket news: England 1-0 up in the 3-match T20 series against the Women Proteas. That's after winning the first match by 4 wickets on Sunday at Buffalo Park. And then it is day 4 between Australia and India in Perth. Australia, of course, struggling on the first 3 days. India declared, if you missed it, in the second innings, 487 for 6, with Virat Kohli there getting a century. We also had a century for Jayaswal, who scored 161 runs. At the moment, it is lunch. Australia in a second innings, chasing a lot of runs for victory, are 104 for 5. Travis Head is at the crease. And I think it's only a matter of time before we say 1-0 to India. But as things stand, Travis Head, he's unbeaten on 63 runs. Mitchell Marsh, he is on 5. Stephen Smith, only wicket to fall this morning, he is gone for 17. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalad.